It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Special guest tonight, you haven't heard him since football season, folks, but Tim Cunning back on the mic. Tim, welcome in.
Hey, thank you a lot, Nate. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, it's first game of the year for me in the round ball, and we'll see what we can do.
Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, folks. They're on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Our matchup tonight, of course, is live from Sydney High School. It's the boys' matchup tonight. The Sydney Warriors taking on the Delhi Bulldogs. A lot to talk about here, Tim, because not only is this a huge game in terms of the MAC top four standings, but what a great ceremony for longtime Sydney boys head coach Mike Brzee that we just witnessed a moment ago, celebrating his 400th career win. I mean, the stats are endless, and you being a true Sydney guy, you've seen all of his legacy here and what he means to the school and the community.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it really was summed up very well by Don Pierce, his JV coach, that it was all about his kids, you know. I mean, and it really has come down to that. He doesn't want all the accolades, but, and he earned them, believe me, because
Yes. There
was a lot of teams that needed a lot of good coaching and stuff, and he had some players that, you know, that they could play, and obviously evidenced by, and I'm going to just go to this, four Final Fours in the state with two state championships. That's absolutely fantastic.
His overall record now stands at 402 wins, 182 losses, which is outstanding. Mm-hmm. He has seven division championships, seven league championships between the MAC and back in the Sus days, three Section 4 championships, and again, two New York State Class C championships in 1998 and 2007. You know, most programs are thrilled to even get to the state level, and he's been there several times, and to come away with not only one but two victories is unbelievable.
Yeah, and to, you know, and he did, you know, he bettered his coach, Jack Jones, by one with the state championship titles, you know, but I'll tell you what, he had the same type of brand of basketball that Coach Jones had that he played under, and he brought that to the Warriors in the last decade and a half or more.
Yeah, really just amazing what he's done over the years. And, of course, three state titles in school history overall in the boys' program in 79, 98, and 2007. You know, in all my sports travels, and I go all over the place here in Shenango, Delaware, Otsego counties, it's just amazing to see three state championships up on the wall for basketball. And, you know, I watch a variety of sports, and I think basketball is one of the hardest to do it in because the season is so long, the road is so long, and you're playing tons and tons of schools. The very best of the best is who you meet when you get to states, and to come away with two for Coach Brzee is unbelievable. But the other records too are amazing, just the Section 4 championships and the league championships as well. When you go back to the Sus days, I mean, those leagues were so competitive and so gritty. I'm just constantly in awe of what he's been able to do, and he's so humble about it.
Yeah, he definitely is humble. There's no doubt about it. Like I said before, it's not about him. It's about the kids that play for him. And, you know, it's just amazing when we're looking at this little flyer that they printed out tonight, and it's just amazing when you look at it, and it's three Section 4 championships. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, Section 4 is a tough, tough, tough section.
Very tough.
We put out some really good players every single year, and not only are they good players, but then they go on to the state tournament. Even if it's not Sydney, it's somebody from Section 4 that makes it to the Final Four. You know, so it definitely speaks volumes to the section and what the athletes that come out of it are.
Well, we're going to take a 60-second break here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are a longtime sponsor here of our pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this matchup tonight, the Sydney boys taking on Delhi. It's a packed house here tonight at Sydney High School, a great atmosphere for high school basketball. So we'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in in Sydney for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back once again. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We were just talking about the great ceremony that they were having for Coach Mike Brzee, honoring him for his 400th career victory. There's a video crew going around here. They are interviewing a lot of the former players that are in the building, and they had those players stand up to be recognized, and a lot of the people in this gym stood up here tonight, and it was great to see. They're going to have a banner, which they did unveil here. It's not on the wall yet, but they presented it to Coach Brzee along with a 400 wins basketball signed by his team. A lot of fun to see.
Yeah, it definitely is, and well-deserving. I mean, man's been here since 1990 and has done a really great job and turned out a lot of good athletes and a lot of good young men.
Our game on the floor here tonight features two teams which are really in a dogfight for their seedings in the top four of the league right now. Basically, the top four of the league right now all has one loss, and they're all kind of hoping to get that home field advantage in the 1-4 playoffs, which would be the 1 and the 2 seeds. And so 2 will play 3, 1 will play 4. So that's going to be a huge advantage. And then, of course, this year the MAC championship will be down at the Event Center at Binghamton University, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But having that home court advantage in the MAC semifinals is certainly huge, so that one will go a long way here tonight. Sydney's lone loss is to Unadilla Valley, as well as Delhi's lone loss coming to Unadilla Valley. Both teams still have to play Walton, so there's still a lot of this script left to be written. But tonight could go a long way, certainly, to help one of these teams maybe get a top two spot. I saw Delhi earlier this week against Unitego, and it was the best they've looked this season. So I think Sydney, of course, I saw Coach Brzee, he was there scouting. They're going to have to be ready. I'm thinking some full court press, some very quick guard play from Delhi, and of course they're going to have to deal with Nate Kraft on the inside.
Yeah, definitely. And Sydney, I'm not really sure, has the size to deal with Nate Kraft on the inside, but you know what? They'll do their best that they can on him, and you may not be able to stop Nate, but at least control him. You know, make it just limit the number of touches he gets, and maybe deny in the front and also in the back, and maybe have a little extra help over there. But you got to be careful of the outside shooters with Delhi.
Yes,
because he'll kick it out in a heartbeat, and you'll have a three-pointer in your face.
Yeah, great guard play for both of these teams, and that's going to be really fun to watch. And I thought that the Delhi guards looked the best that they've looked. They're a young crew,
very young,
and I thought on Tuesday they looked fantastic. Sydney's guards are veterans, and they have been here a long time, and they know what they're doing, so they're going to have to be on their game.
This one I'm looking at right here, he looks like he's about 12.
Yeah, Tyler Bruce. he is one of my favorite players to watch locally, and he had a heck of a game the other night. And, I mean, you talk about him and Alex Haight, who's just a freshman. They might look young, but they play beyond their years, and they're a ton of fun to watch. So I think maybe some full-court pressure early could be some tough things for Sydney to handle. But, you know, the Warriors, they're probably hungry after that loss to UV last week.
Oh, so. I'm sure they are, especially after the way it was given to them. So they had two players score almost 50 points.
Yeah.
Just two players,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, that's definitely something that is motivational to bring up the defense.
We're going to take a break for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll get things underway. The Delhi boys are in Sydney tonight. Going to be a heck of a ball game. And as we said, it's really a lot of seedings that are on the line here tonight in the MAC between the Delhi boys and the Sydney boys. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with tip-off on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always
display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport. Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The Delhi boys and the Sydney boys here tonight live from Sydney High School. And we'll get through our starting lineups here. First for Delhi, they are in the maroon uniforms with the white trim here tonight. It says Bulldogs in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They will start with sophomore number two, Tyler Bruce. They have a senior wearing number four, Christian Aloisio. A freshman wearing number 10, Alex Haight. A junior wearing number 12, Connor Akins. And a big man inside wearing number 40, a senior, Nate Kraft. Head coach is Warren Kelly. On the other side for head coach Mike Brzee, let's see who's in the starting lineup tonight. I have heard that there might be some new faces in there, and I do see the one. So they start with senior wearing a number 5, Stephen Smith. They also have number 0, a senior, Ethan Finch. They have a senior wearing number 3, Malik Howard. They have a junior, his first start tonight, number 22, Mikey Gravelin. And they have a sophomore wearing number 11, Liam Matthews. So, interesting move here tonight by Coach Mike Brzee. I got some intel earlier today that Mikey Gravelin would be starting. Maybe just adding another quick guard into things here to go up against Delhi tonight, Tim.
Yeah, probably just to get another quick guard out on the floor to maybe try to control the ball tempo and... The Delhi guards are really good, and obviously you need some shutdown ability, and maybe Mike will provide that tonight for the Warriors.
Sydney's in the home white uniforms with the black and the maroon trim, says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. And boy, this is probably the most packed I've seen the gym here at Sydney High School this season. Student section is packed over on the far side, but Delhi always brings a great crowd as well.
Yeah, so. They travel well. They any sport. They're really the true fans.
So we are all set to go here tonight. Sydney will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Delhi will go left to right. And it should be a good one here tonight as both teams getting their final preparations with each coaching staff. And I'm sure they have been through the tape all week long in preparation for this ball game here tonight. Delhi waiting for them to come out on the floor. Sydney is already all set. Warriors, of course, lost last Friday night to Unadilla Valley. That was the last time we saw them. We saw Delhi earlier this week. They did their coaches versus cancer night, and they really had a nice showing against Unitigo. So we'll see if they can hold that here tonight on the road against the Sydney Warriors. Again, Sydney going right to left on your radio dial, and Delhi left to right. We're all set for the opening jump. Stephen Smith here for Sydney and Nate Kraft for Delhi. As both these teams look to jump it up, they've been looking forward to it all week, and we are underway here between Sydney and Delhi. Sydney wins the opening tap. Ball rolls out of bounds, though. Are we going to have Delhi ball, it looks like?
Yeah, it looked like Stephen won it and knocked it out of bounds.
And so Christian Aloisio on the sideline will inbound the basketball and get into the backcourt here for Tyler Bruce. We'll see what Sydney comes out in here. on defense. Looks like they'll go man-to-man. Tyler Bruce, left side of the floor, picks up his dribble, finds Aloisio at the top of the key. Interested to see how this goes here for the Warriors coming out man-to-man. Here's Akins with 20 on the shot clock in the corner. Feeds it down low for Kraft. A little turnaround shot off the back of the rim and no good. Up the floor for Sydney, looking to run. Pass is too tall there for Liam Matthews. He saved it inbounds, but it goes right back to Delhi. Here's Aloisio to the hoop. Lays it up and in for Christian Aloisio.
Real nice quick move to the basket on the left-hand side by Aloisio.
And so it's an early 2-0 lead for the Delhi Bulldogs, and that's what he can do in transition. Left side here for Mikey Gravelin. Back to the top of the key. Looks like Delhi is also in man-to-man. So both teams want to get right up in your grill here tonight and test one another. 15 on the shot clock for Steven Smith. He's outside the three-point line. Threw it away as Malik Howard and him weren't on the same page, and it sails out of bounds.
Yep, definitely wasn't looking for that pass, and it went, like Nate said, just right out of bounds. Turnover Warriors.
Delhi with a 2-0 lead. We're a minute into the ball game here tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Rob Ray back on the board tonight in our Main Street Sydney studios. Thank you to Rob for filling in tonight. Here's Christian Aloisio at the top of the key on the right side. Now finding Alex Haight, closely guarded here by Malik Howard. They go to the low post. Right low block for Nate Kraft. Inside, up off the glass. It's short. Ball is loose and scooped up by the Bulldogs on the rebound.
Nice defense on the inside by the Warriors on Kraft and made him miss a shot.
Here is Alex Haight as they get a fresh third clock. They go Connor Akins left side. Still a 2-0 lead for Delhi on top of Sydney early in the first quarter with 6:25 to go. Front of the Sydney bench, left side. Haight tries to go down low for Kraft, and it's intercepted.
Nice defense by Steven Smith. He's fronting Kraft, so we'll see if he gets some help on the backside.
Finch flies back up the floor for Sydney. Left side for Malik Howard. Back to Finch. Interior pass for Howard. Kicks one back out into the corner for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin into the paint. Pull-up jumper is good. Mikey Gravelin for two.
Yeah, Mikey Gravelin off the baseline and nice little floater in the air for 2 points.
And Delhi now into the paint. Looking for Nate Kraft, left side, puts it up, can't get it to go, pulls it back down, and we'll have a jump ball. It looks like Delhi really trying to punch it inside to Kraft, but he hasn't been able to finish yet.
Yeah, he's definitely getting the ball, getting the opportunities, but like Nate said, he is not putting the ball in the hole.
5:50 to go first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between the Sydney and the Delhi boys. Here's Finch in the backcourt. They go to Steven Smith, and he'll walk it up across the Sydney S, the logo right at midfloor. Smith behind the back dribble, lost control. Here's Alex Haight, the freshman, bounce pass ahead for Connor Akins, lays it up and in, and he's fouled by Steven Smith. He'll have a chance for the three-point play.
Real nice play by that young man. Just took it right to the rack and got the hit and the foul or the basket as well. So he's going to the line for one.
I thought Akins was excellent earlier this week against Unitigo. A lot of plays just like that, and they weren't afraid to take it right to the rim, and it paid off, especially this time. Akins to the line. Old-fashioned three-point play is no good. Steven Smith skies for a rebound. So it's Delhi 4 and Sydney 2. Here's Finch to the left side. Into the corner now for Mikey Gravelin. Spots up. Three balls. Got it.
Mikey Gravelin over in the left-hand corner, and nobody was there. Just pulled up and knocked it down.
Word on the street that was Gravelin had been red-hot in practice, and that was a reason to put him in the lineup. So far, so good. He's got all 5 points, and Sydney leads 5-4. With 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Here is Tyler Bruce to the right side as Delhi in the maroon uniforms with the white trim goes left to right, directly in front of the Sydney bench. Now to the top of the key for Connor Akins. Pump fakes, gets around his man, takes it to the rim, can't get the shot to go, and another rebound for Steven Smith of Sydney.
Steven Smith throwing a really nice job on the boards right now for the Warriors.
Here's Finch into the paint the other way. Shot won't go, follows his own shot, gets the rebound, puts it up. That one won't go, and this time Delhi with a rebound. 4:40 to go first quarter. It's Sydney 5 and Delhi 4. Into the corner for Nate Kraft. Right wing side. Kraft bounce pass back to the top of the key. Looking for Tyler Bruce. Now Alex Haight gets into the paint at the foul line. Little pick and roll here for Kraft. Spin move down low. This time it's up and in for Delhi.
Real nice spin move, like Nate said right there. Steven Smith was in really good defensive position, but Kraft finished the play.
So it's Delhi 6 and Sydney 5 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter tonight here at Sydney High School. Gravelin on the right side of the floor will find Steven Smith. Smith closely guarded here by Delhi's Connor Akins. Smith looks to get around his man. Chest pass into the corner for Malik Howard for three. Nothing but net for Malik Howard.
Splash is all I can say. That was nothing, like Nate said, nothing but net.
8-6, Sydney boys on top of Delhi with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Delhi back the other way. They find Aloisio in the corner. So explosive as he gets into the paint. Goes up and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot off in time as he was just going for a finger roll and then lost control. And so he'll go to the line for two.
Nice little hesitation dribble move right there by Aloisio. We know what he can do on the football field, but I'm quite impressed what he's doing with the ball in his hand right now.
And this is the best he's looked, I think, the last 2 weeks. Kind of just a slow start to the season for him for some reason, and his first foul shot here is off the mark. That's the broadcaster's curse for you. First foul on Ethan Finch, and the team's second. No fouls on Delhi yet. Aloisio to the line. His second shot is good. See, there it is. You talk about them, they miss. It's almost a guarantee. Finch back up the floor as it's Sydney 8 and Delhi 7 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Aloisio steals it now and ahead flicks it for Connor Akins. Akins takes it to the rim. Won't get it to go. Finch scoops up a rebound. Baseball. Home run pass ahead to Liam Matthews, who is fouled by Nate Kraft as he goes up in transition for the layup, and he'll head to the line. Shot was no good.
Yeah, that had to have been a scary moment for Mr. Matthews right there, because that number 40 is a big dude.
Nate Kraft listed as 6'4" in the program, and, you know, we know from football season he's about 275 or so.
Yeah.
And
Liam is not.
No, yeah, Liam is not. First shot is up and good for Liam Matthews of Sydney, so they take a 2-point lead, 9-7. Second one coming here for Liam Matthews. And that one is off the mark, but a rebound here for Ethan Finch of Sydney on the left wing side in front of the Delhi bench. Tried to go across the top of the zone, intercepted by Tyler Bruce, but his home run pass is too far in front of Christian Aloisio, out of bounds. So it goes back to Sydney. With 3:15 to go first quarter, it is Sydney 9 and Delhi 7.
Neither team looks very comfortable right now on the half-court offense. They look to push. They're both looking to push the ball, and somebody's got to step up and run some plays on the offensive end.
Here comes that full-court press. Now they'll back it off a little bit as Sydney walks it up the floor with Steven Smith. Smith to the left side and finds Mike Gravelin. Gravelin back for Smith, directing traffic, the quarterback here of this offense for the Sydney Warriors. They go Malik Howard. Hands went off for Gravelin into the paint. Little give and go back to Howard in the corner with 15 on the shot clock. Howard to the foul line, picks up his dribble. Now goes back out, Steven Smith. Pump fake into the lane. Floater for Smith is good, and he'll go to the line, and he's fouled.
Yeah, nice little play right there by Steven. Put the ball out on his left hand and came up with a little about 8-footer and in the basket, and he's going to the line for one.
So it's Sydney 11, Delhi 7, and Steven Smith will step to the charity stripe here for the Sydney Warriors. Foul shot is up off the back of the rim. He doesn't miss many, but he missed that one. And a rebound here, and Akins will bring it back up the floor. Akins down low for Nate Kraft. A heck of a pass. Found him back door, and he puts it in.
Yeah, nice look right there. He never even put his head down. He just looked right up the floor, and there was Nate Kraft.
Sydney 11 and Delhi 9. Finch with some fancy dribbling. Left wing side with Aloisio right in his grill. Finch dribbles into the corner now. Finds Steven Smith left side. Smith back to Finch in the corner. Tries to drive baseline. The defense is there, and now they steal it away from him. He couldn't get through that trap. But the ball rolls loose. Sydney gets it back again. So they hold on to it. Mikey Gravelin top of the key. His three ball is no good off the back of the rim. And we will have a foul on Sydney underneath.
That's on number 5, Steven Smith. I believe that's his second.
Not what the Sydney Warriors needed. The man they call LT, Lucas Tanner, will check in as Steven Smith will go to the bench with two fouls, and that hurts if you're the Sydney Warriors.
It does, because he was doing a really nice job on Kraft, but Kraft came out of the game as well, so we'll see if that helps out the Warriors a little bit.
Yeah, Kraft goes out, and Rich Lalosh comes in here for the Bulldogs. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. It's Sydney 11 and Delhi 9. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Delhi has the ball in the paint. Here's Aloisio. Dishes one off, a little floater. Alley-oop to Tristan Olsen, and he puts it up and in, and we're tied at 11.
Nice little pass right there by Aloisio, and his teammate knocked it down.
Finch to the left side. Always fun when Finch goes head-to-head with Aloisio. And now for Liam Matthews. He gets loose in the paint, and his jumper is no good. Tried to kiss it off the glass and left it short. Rebound ahead here for the Bulldogs. And back for Mike Griswold. Griswold on the right side as Delhi goes left to right, finds Aloisio outside the three-point line at the top of the key. Aloisio dribbles right side, gets in traffic. A little move again to Olsen, left it up for him, and he laid it in, and Delhi retakes the lead 13-11.
Pretty much the same play, and Aloisio with a great assist again.
Back down the floor now, a steal after a block by Delhi. Aloisio trying to take it right to the rim, and a charge is taken, it looks like, by Ethan Finch. Planted his feet in the soil, fell backwards, and he got him with the charge.
Yeah, that was a really close play right there. I'll tell you what, gutsy too, because he has one already, and Stevens already on the bench with two.
Yeah, I don't know if his feet were set, but he gets the call. And so with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, Aloisio picks up his first. Both teams with three team fouls apiece. And it is Delhi 13, Sydney 11, with 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's Finch, right side, finds Malik Howard at the top of the key. Dribble drive into the paint. Little Dr. J finger roll won't go. Velash skies for a rebound. And back up the floor here for the Bulldogs. Griswold, left side, guarded by Gravelin of Sydney. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. They pass down low for Lalash at the right low block, and he is fouled by Lucas Tanner on a reach-in.
Yeah, nice little play. Little push to the right side, cleared to the right side, and number 32 came over on the block, had a nice position, and they got him the ball. Foul, going to the line for two.
Lalash was on JV as a sophomore to start the year. They moved him up, and he's played very well ever since. Steps to the line for his first shot up and good. So Rich Lalash with his first bucket, and it gives Delhi a 14-11 lead over Sydney with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. And boy, this is more than I've seen Delhi in a close game substitute. They're really using, you know, 8-9 guys here to keep everybody fresh.
Yeah, they definitely want fresh players on the floor tonight because Sydney will push, and they'll play that man-to-man right in your face.
Lalash already 1-for-1, goes 1-for-2, can't get that to go. LT skies for a rebound for Sydney. Tanner, outlet pass here to Ethan Finch. He tries to thread the needle. It was tipped, but last touch by Delhi, so it stays with Sydney with 27 seconds to go first quarter. It's Delhi 14, Sydney 11.
Finch got lucky that ball got knocked out by Delhi because that was definitely a push into the middle there.
Finch finds a man in the corner, and it's wide open for Malik Howard. Knocks down his second three ball, and we're tied up at 14. Back down the floor with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the shot clock off. Looks like they want to play for the last shot of the quarter. Griswold down low for Lalash. Off his fingertips, out of bounds, and back to Sydney with 10 ticks left on the clock in the first quarter. Again, we're tied up at 14. And now Sydney will have an opportunity to maybe take the lead here at the end of the first quarter. Here's Finch, left side, going right to left. Dribbles across the court, right side. Finch to the rim, tapped out of bounds. With 1.1 seconds left, Sydney's going to have just enough time to get it inbounds and maybe tip up a shot. Lucas Tanner will inbound the basketball on the right wing side. Looking to find a man. Tosses one up for Gravelin at the buzzer. No good.
Off the front of the rim.
End of the first quarter. We're tied up 14-14 between Delhi and Sydney. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member
Your
FDIC.
Friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning tonight as it's a 14-14 ball game between Sydney and Delhi. The Bulldogs with the ball on the left side of the floor. Here's Christian Aloisio. A nice crossover. Gets into the paint. The finger roll won't go. A rebound for Liam Matthews for Sydney. Back up the floor. Matthews dribbles through traffic, but then lost control. Gets it back, and they toss it up and in.
Yeah, got the ball off the defender and put it up for two. Nice job, Liam.
And so a nice basket there by the Sydney Warriors. Gives them a 16-14 lead. Fresh in the second quarter here. We're about a minute in. Tyler Bruce, left side of the floor, finds Christian Aloisio. They reverse right side for Alex Haight. Haight outside the three-point line will now find Connor Akins. Akins step back jumper at the left elbow is short. And a rebound from Malik Coward. And Sydney's looking to run. Finch ahead, behind the back dribble, tries to take it to the rim. Won't go in, out of bounds. Stays here with Sydney. And, boy, we got some extracurriculars here. And I think this was just kind of a play that wasn't meant to be, as Lucas Tanner was trying to save that ball from going out of bounds, came back in and hit Aloisio.
Yeah, and it hit him square in the face. I mean, it was a saved ball back in bounds. It wasn't anything malicious or anything like that. It just hit him right square in the face, but he got up. He's a tough kid.
Yeah, he popped right back up. Just one of those moments that you get nervous for a second, but he appears to be okay. Glad to see, because he's been dynamic so far here tonight. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 16-14, Sydney on top. Chase Johnson is into the game. Passes down low for Liam Matthews on the baseline. Lost it out of bounds, and they'll say he went off his foot out of bounds and goes back to Delhi.
That real good pressure on Liam down on the baseline right there. He is double-teamed and caused the turnover.
So here is Haight crossing midcourt. Haight dribbling to the left side for Delhi as they trail by two with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Great game so far. And thank you for listening tonight, whether it's on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Left side of the floor for Aloisio. Another move into the paint. Takes it to the rack, and he's fouled. Let's see who this is going to be on with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. This will be on Chase Johnson, who was fresh into the game here for Sydney. So it's Sydney 16, Delhi 14, and Christian Aloisio steps to the line for the Bulldogs.
Oh, he is definitely taking it to the rack, that's for sure.
First shot coming for Aloisio is up and good. As I said, when we saw him earlier this week, I just thought something had changed from earlier in the year, and he was back to his old ways of taking it to the basket and just wreaking havoc on defense as he's right in your face. Second shot for Aloisio is good. He's got 5 points.
Got an extremely quick first step. And
now a steal by Delhi right at midcourt by Tyler Bruce. Ahead for Connor Akins. Takes it to the rim. Won't go. Aloisio a rebound. Pump fakes. But now we'll kick it back out to Tyler Bruce. Back for Akins. Left side. Underneath. Gets it to go. Acrobatic move for Akins. He now has 4 points. And Delhi retakes the lead 18-16.
Nice little play right there. Pump fake and put it in.
Here's Malik Howard at the top of the key. Howard dishes down low. Left block here for LT. Lays it up and in.
Nice little one-bounce move by LT to his right.
We're tied at 18. It's back down the floor for Nate Kraft. Off the mark there. I think LT got a piece of that, and Sydney comes away with it. Finch to the foul line as Sydney's back in their own offensive end. Now for Malik Howard, takes it to the rim. Dishes it off for Liam Matthews. His shot off the glass is short. Rebound, Nate Kraft. Up the floor for Delhi. Here is Akins as the track meet continues. Into the corner for Aloisio for three. Couldn't get it to go. And now it really continues as a head for Finch from Liam Matthews. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Aloisio. And we finally have a whistle with 5.5 to go in the second. We're tied up at 18 still.
Bit of a track meet the last couple of exchanges here. And Warriors get the ball underneath their own basket. Another out of bounds play. And Ethan Finch is taking it out.
Boy, just back and forth between these two. Left side of the floor. Now for Malik Howard. Howard sets a pick for Ethan Finch. Finch goes baseline right side, gets stuck down low on Kraft and has to kick it out. Now they go back down to Lucas Tanner again, and they're going to have a reach-in foul on Tyler Bruce. Boy, I don't know about this one. Otherwise, it was a clean steal for the Bulldogs, and they'd be off and running.
He blew that whistle really quick, and Tyler Bruce really was very, very upset with that call.
Here's our team foul situation. Sydney with 5 and Delhi with 4. That's the first foul on Tyler Bruce. Score is 18-18 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on the inbounds play right to a wide-open Liam Matthews, who puts it in.
Real nice play right there by the Warriors, and 2 points to go with it.
Sydney 20 and Delhi 18, 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Left side of the floor for Tyler Bruce. Bruce now finding Christian Aloisio. Aloisio at the top of the key for Connor Akins. Akins right side for Tyler Bruce. Down low, the pass was too far in front of Nate Kraft. And he couldn't hold on to it, and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, he wasn't really happy with the young man on that pass right there. Kemp, don't want to be ticking off that big guy.
Back up the floor here for Ethan Finch. And Finch now will find Malik Howard. Howard is into the paint. Tried to dish off for Liam Matthews. Gets it to Chase Johnson in the corner. Johnson dials up a three. It's no good. Rebound for Lucas Tanner. He's doing a great job on the boards, but now it's intercepted. Aloisio down the floor, lays it up and in, and we're tied up at 20. Aloisio's got 7 points, with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Kraft and Finch right at midcourt collide, and it's going to be a charge here against Ethan Finch. I don't know how they could call that. It was such a bang-bang play. It looked more like a football collision at midcourt.
That was a big foul, too, because I think that's two on Finch.
So that's two on Finch. Boy, I'm surprised Mike Brzee isn't coming out of his pants on that one, because
it happened right in front of the Sydney bench, and that was quite a collision.
I don't disagree that Finch was probably out of control a little bit there, but tough to call the charge. So that's the team's sixth and his second. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 20 and 20. Delhi and Sydney boys here tonight from Sydney High School. Aikens in the paint, takes it to the rim. It won't go, but it'll go to the line, and that's the seventh team foul, and this is going to be the third on Ethan Finch, so now he's going to have to take a seat, I would think.
Yeah, with 4 minutes left in the half, I think he's bringing in Justin McMillan for Ethan.
So Justin McMillan will come in, Finch to the bench, and you would think most coaches are going to sit him the rest of the time here to make sure you have him for the second half.
And he's got Steven on the bench with two.
Yeah, so right now the Warriors have Lucas Tanner, Malik Howard, Justin McMillan, Liam Matthews, and Chase Johnson in. So not one of their normal lineups. Aikens to the line. Can't get it to go. Kraft with a rebound, lays it up and in. Nate Kraft with 6 points, and they're going to have to find somebody to box him out while everybody's on the bench here, as Delhi takes a 22-20 lead.
Giving up so much height advantage with Kraft right there, so...
Malik Howard to the left side for Chase Johnson. Falls on the floor, loses the ball, and Alex Haight is wide open for a layup and lays it in for Delhi. Timeout is taken here by the Delhi Bulldogs as Alex Haight puts it up and in. It's Delhi 24 and Sydney 20 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:45 to go in this first half. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO, and it is Delhi 24, Sydney 20. Sydney with the ball out of that timeout. We're going to have a foul at midcourt on Tyler Bruce for a reach-in for Delhi.
And I believe that's his second foul.
Yeah. So that's the fifth team foul on Delhi and the second on Tyler Bruce. So Bruce is going to come out of the ball game here, and Mike Griswold will check back in for Delhi. So a little bit of foul trouble on both sides here, Tim. Sydney tries to get the ball in, and it's immediately intercepted. That was a dangerous cross-court pass, and Nate Kraft was there to pick it off. Kraft passes one down low for Connor Aikens, and a foul on Justin McMillan for the body on the baseline. Eighth team foul against the Warriors, and so this is going to send Connor Aikens to the line.
Yeah, and that pass, that was just somebody not counting at all the players that were in front of him, because that was an easy pick for number 40, Mr. Kraft.
And so Delhi with a four-point lead. This is their biggest of the game. They're looking to add to it here. Aikens on the 1-1. First one is up and good for Connor Aikens, the junior. And the second one coming with a five-point lead for Delhi on the road here tonight in a hostile environment at Sydney. The score 25-20 as Aikens settles in. Second shot rattles out. Rebound for Lucas Tanner. Good box out and good position there for LT. So again, a five-point lead for Delhi as we close in on halftime with 3.5 to go, 25-20. McMillan loses it out of bounds as he lost his footing, and the ball goes back to the Delhi Bulldogs, and Aloisio is going to check back in. So pretty much four of the five starters will be in here for the Bulldogs against a Sydney team which is in foul trouble and only has about three of the normal starters in. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Left wing side for Griswold. 20-footer, got it. Bang, nothing but net there for Griswold. And now back up the floor for Justin McMillan as Delhi takes a seven-point lead and another steal at midcourt. Ahead for Alex Haight. Up off the glass. It's good. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line. Alex Haight, the freshman.
Alex Haight with a nice play, but a really nice pass by Aloisio and a bounce pass that was about half the court. And nice finish by the young man. He's going to get one shot to make it a three-point play.
And a timeout is taken here by the Sydney Warriors. When we come back, Tate will be at the line with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 29, Sydney 20. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Out of the timeout, Delhi with a 9-point lead, 29-20, and Alex Haight at the line can't get the shot to go, so he doesn't get the 3-point play. It remains a 9-point lead for the Delhi Bulldogs, and Sydney has to find an answer here. Malik Howard into the corner, finding Liam Matthews. Back for Howard, outside the three-point line, and Sydney needs a bucket here on this possession. That's not going to help. The pass from Howard through the legs of Mikey Gravelin and out of bounds.
And Malik's just trying to do too much out there right now. He's got to just play his game and relax a little bit.
And so they will inbound it in the backcourt, and here is Griswold across midcourt. Griswold to the right side will now find Tristan Olsen. As again, Delhi leads 29-20. They pass down low for Nate Kraft in the paint, off the back of the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Olsen down low. Olsen finds Kraft again. He goes up. This time he's hammered. He's fouled and will go to the line.
Wow, there's a lot of ball right there, but referee says no. Number 33, you whacked him, so foul on Warriors.
And so a 9-point lead for Delhi as Kraft heads to the line. He's got 6 points. Looks to add to it a little bit more here, as this was a 14-14 game at the end of the first quarter, and Delhi has really pushed the pace here in the second.
Good defense and some foul trouble by the Warriors has pushed us to 10 points.
Kraft now with 7 points, and it's 30-20, biggest lead of the evening here for the Delhi Bulldogs as the big fella steps in for his second shot. He's 1-for-1. Jim is silent as he puts up his second shot, and it's good. So Kraft has 8. Delhi now leads 31-20 with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Here's Griswold, Mikey Gravelin gets to midcourt, lost it to Griswold, ahead for Aloisio. He takes it right to the rim, lays it up and in. Christian Aloisio with 9 points, and this is what Delhi was looking like the other night against Unitigo, and they now lead 33-20 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. To the right side for Chase Johnson, as it looks like Steven Smith is going to check back in here for the Warriors at the next break. Here is Johnson right side to the top of the key for Griswold. And now Sydney working it around. They'll go to the left side for Johnson. Johnson back across for Malik Howard into the corner for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin for three, but he's fouled by Tristan Olsen. Will they say it's a two or will they get the three here, Tim? We'll
Looks like he was in the corner, and I would guess that's going to be three.
Yeah, it will be three shots as Tristan Olsen got him with the body. And so this could be a big swing here if Sydney could get some points, cut it back down to 10 as Gravelin steps to the line here with 1:48 to go in the second quarter. Gravelin, first shot is good. And so Mikey Gravelin in the starting lineup tonight. He's got 6 points so far. It's Delhi 33, Sydney 21. Second shot is good. Gravelin now with 7. So it's 33-22. Again, 1:48 to go in the second quarter. Gravelin got fouled in the corner taking a three. He's 2-for-2 on the foul shot so far. And the third shot coming up here for Gravelin, the junior.
Big chance by the Warriors bringing Smith back in with 1:40 to go.
Gravelin misses, gets his own rebound, can't get the second shot to go. Akins with the rebound, and Delhi's off and running. Left side of the floor for Aloisio. He finally puts on the brakes with 1:35 to go in the second quarter. It's 33-22. Delhi on top of Sydney as we near the halftime break. Left side of the floor here for Griswold of Delhi.
Warriors showing a 1-3-1 on the defensive end right now.
Here is Griswold into the corner for Alex Haight, the smooth-shooting freshman. Can't get the shot to go. Tipped out of bounds, and it goes back to the Warriors. Boy, a bucket here would help, Tim.
Yeah, definitely would. You know, you want to get as close as you can, obviously, but give them a little motivation going into the second half.
Into the backcourt for Gravelin. Gravelin gets across the half-court timeline. Wants to take it right to the rim. Stops and is fouled on that far side by Michael Griswold. With a minute 10 to go in the second quarter, that's going to be the seventh foul against Delhi, the first on Griswold. And so a one-and-one opportunity here for Gravelin, who already has 7 points.
He's doing a really good job. I mean, he's taking the ball at the guys and drawing the fouls, and now he's going to the line shooting one-on-one.
First shot, no good. And a rebound here for Rich Lalash, who has just checked in for Delhi. Back up the floor for Akins. Akins, left side corner for Aloisio. Back up to Akins, little give and go. Aloisio back in the corner for three, left it short. Lalash with a rebound, doing the work of a man in there. Dishes one off here for Aloisio, who puts it up and in. He's got 11, and Delhi takes a 35-22 lead with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Steven Smith down low, up off the glass. Shot won't go. Rebound is loose. The hot potato is picked up by Aloisio. Long pass ahead. Intercepted right back by Sidney. Malik Howard, home run ball ahead here for Liam Matthews, up and in.
Nice little play by Malik down on the defensive end and got the points to Liam on the fast break.
Delhi 35, Sidney 24. And a push-off is called on Akins right at midcourt, as Liam Matthews was coming in on defense. And so 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi 35, Sidney 24. Another opportunity late in the half here for Sidney to get a bucket.
The play for the Warriors is just take the last shot of the half and then take it in and make some adjustments and come out in the second half and see what they can come up with.
Shot clock is off as Mikey Gravelin dribbles to the right side. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but gets it off to Steven Smith. 10 ticks to go. Now for Malik Howard. Steps in. Can't get the shot to go. Was he fouled? Yes, he was fouled here by Alex Hayden. So Malik Howard, a very good shooter, will head to the line with 8.5 seconds to go.
To the dismay of Coach Warren Kelly right now, he's not a happy keeper.
I thought Malik might have shuffled his feet there.
Yeah.
Kind of lost control of the ball. And instead, he'll be standing at the line here to shoot two. And so stepping in, here is Malik Howard. First shot for Howard is good. He has 7 points, and it's Delhi 35 as Matt Hoskins comes in, and Sidney 25. So Delhi leads 35-25.
So bringing in Steven, in Steven Smith and then taking him out was like the, you know, you don't want him to get that third foul. So
Kraft is going to come back in as Howard makes the second one. He has 8 points. It's 35-26. Again, 8.5 to go. I wonder if they'll try to work a play into the front court and then right down to Nate Kraft maybe for an easy bucket. Let's see. Well, nothing's easy down there tonight, but
no.
Kraft, the biggest guy on the floor, makes it tough.
Definitely, and this is the first that he's going to see the 1-3-1. So
here is Griswold. Griswold for Delhi with 6 seconds left. Gets to midcourt, finds Aloisio. He chucks up a three, won't go. Rebound for Hoskins, and that'll do it. Long shot at the buzzer there by Liam Matthews, and it's off the mark. 35-26 to score. The Delhi Bulldogs on top of the Sidney Warriors here at the break. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score here from Sidney High School in boys basketball action tonight. It's Delhi leading Sidney 35-26. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly. And there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself today at Morabito, or you can call them, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is the Delhi boys leading Sydney 35-26. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO. And Tim, your thoughts on that first half?
Well, it's all about the defensive pressure from the Bulldogs right now, because I'll tell you what, they're getting a lot of turnovers because of it. And not only that, they are also getting a lot of points off of the on the fast break because of it as well. You know, I mean, they're just all over the court. They're on the guards right away. They're trapping just over mid-court. And the Sydney Warriors is turning the ball over, and it's an easy layup on the other end.
That half-court trap, when I saw them last week, was so effective. And it's been great here tonight as well, especially in the second quarter. That's when the difference was. I mean, tied up 14-14 at the end of the first, and then it was like they got shot out of a cannon for the second quarter.
Well, and you got to remember, folks, that Sydney had both of their ball handlers on the bench at that point in time because, you know, and they just intensified that pressure. They made it come out and did a nice job. Kraft has been good, but not dominating like we thought. Steven Smith did a nice job playing defense on him in the inside, and then, you know, they did a good job with him, but then Christian Aloisio said, let me run the show, boys, and he has. He's been taking it to the rack, and when he doesn't shoot, he's making some really nice dimes and easy points on the alley-oops.
Speaking of Aloisio, 11 points for Delhi. That's a game high so far. 8 points for Nate Kraft, 5 for Connor Akins, 4 for Tristan Olsen and Alex Haight, and 2 for Michael Griswold, 1 for Rich Lalash. On the other side for Sydney, a team high 8 points from Malik Howard, 7 from Mikey Gravelin, 5 from Liam Matthews, 4 from Lucas Tanner, 2 from Steven Smith. I think if you're Sydney, you look at it like this, and again, as you said, there was foul trouble, but you got Gravelin, starts tonight, you get 7 points from him, great. Liam Matthews, 5, great. Lucas Tanner off the bench with 4, great. Smith only with 2, Finch with nothing. They need those guys, and I'm not saying they had a bad first half, but if they're going to win, those are the guys that have to be in double figures.
Oh, they're definitely getting double-teamed, too. So, I mean,
it's
like they're definitely looking to shut them down, and they're going to let those other kids beat them, that being Delhi. If Sydney can come back and do that, they're not going to let Ethan Finch, and they're not going to let Steven Smith beat them.
So a great first half here between Delhi and Sydney. I think the first quarter was exactly what we expected, back and forth, and then Delhi with that little surge in the second quarter gives them a 35-26 edge. We're going to take a 60-second break here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself at Morabito or call them, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll be right back and talk some more about Delhi and Sydney. The score at the break, Delhi 35, Sydney 26 on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
It's halftime here at Sydney High School in our boys' MAC basketball showdown tonight. It's the Delhi Bulldogs taking on the Sydney Warriors. They have a 35-26 lead at the break on the road here against the Sydney Warriors. And Tim, it was an exciting start to the contest tonight, of course, in case you're just joining us, honoring longtime Sydney head coach Mike Brzee for his 400th career win, which was earlier in the year against Harpersville. But they got the banner and everything set tonight. A lot of his former players are here. It's just kind of a special night for Sydney basketball.
Yeah, it definitely is. And hoping the current team can come back and make it a good showing, at least. You know, and right now they're down 9 points, so... But they're capable. They just got to get Smith and Finch activated here, and I think they'll have a better second half.
Well, it'll be a great weekend for basketball as well, folks, as tomorrow at 2:30, there's a rescheduled game. This game was supposed to be earlier in the year, but, of course, we had all that bad weather and the cold and the snow. So tomorrow at 2:30, we will have the BG girls traveling up to take on the Unitego girls. So if you're in the area and want to head up there tomorrow, it's a 1 o'clock JV start, 2:30 for the varsity, and we'll be there on WCDO. Really looking forward to that. If you're not in the area, we'll have it for you, and you can listen in. I think that could be a great game. And this is the kind of year, you know, you're a couple weeks out from the league playoff time. Really a lot of good battles.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, every game counts now, and it's like, you know, you get to that next level, and you lose, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, and then your season's over, and now you're looking at baseball and softball or whatever you're looking at. And, you know, that's when the players come out and do what they have to do.
Hard to believe it's getting to be that time of year already, but these are the crunch time games to see where you get set up for your league playoffs and sectional seedings, and a lot of basketball left to be played, but these are the crunch time games that everybody is looking forward to. Again, we'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half between the Sydney Warriors, the Delhi Bulldogs, at the halftime break. It is Delhi 35, Sydney 26. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We are set for the start of the third quarter here in Sydney High School. It is the Delhi Bulldogs, the boys with a 35-26 lead over Sydney, and the second half about to start. Sydney will have the ball. They're in the home white uniforms with the black and the maroon trim, says Warriors across the front of the uniform. Delhi pretty much in the opposite. They're in the maroon road uniforms with the white and the gray trim as well. Sydney will have the ball at midcourt as they go left to right. On your radio dial, we're back underway. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Steven Smith, left side of the floor, as all five starters are back in for both teams. Here's Ethan Finch. No points in the first half. He's going to have to get things going. Now they find Steven Smith. Passes down low for Lucas Tanner. His pass is intercepted by Alex Haight. And the freshman continues to play well for Delhi. Here's Haight going coast to coast. Ball is knocked out of bounds, but he is fouled on his way up. And this will be on Malik Howard of Sydney.
Yeah, nice play by Haight. Stole the ball on his own. Took the whole length of the court and is now going to the line for two.
And so he will step in to shoot two. Just a freshman. I think he's got a lot of growing left to do, too. He's going to be a great player in his years ahead for DA. Haight's first shot up and good. And he has 5 points.
As was his father.
Yes, I was just going to say, if you know the Delhi last name of Haight, you remember his father, who was an excellent ball player in several sports.
Yep, great athlete.
If I'm not mistaken, so... And his son is following closely in his footsteps. The shot there is off the mark. Kraft comes in for a rebound. They're going to call Kraft for a foul, which I'm surprised about. Must be they got him for a push as he tried to get around that box out. And so that is the second on Nate Kraft. Wow.
Yeah, that happened really quick. I thought for sure they were going to get the Sydney Warrior kid from coming underneath, but nope, they called it on Kraft.
Here is Steven Smith as the score is Delhi 36. Sydney 26. They go down low for Finch. Jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to Delhi. So Finch just cannot get it going so far for the Warriors.
Well, that pass put him in a bad position right there. He caught the pass, and there was two guys right there. It was lucky it wasn't a turnover.
Tyler Bruce up the floor. Chest pass for Christian Aloisio, who has a game-high 11 points so far for the Delhi Bulldogs. Left side of the floor here for Haight. Thought about a three. Thought better of it. Now goes to Aloisio far side. Gets it back. Steps in, left elbow, his entry pass goes to Aloisio, knocked away by Steven Smith, and the Warriors will steal it. Up the floor for Ethan Finch. Finch at the top of the key, goes right side for Malik Howard, now they go left side for Steven Smith, and back to Howard in the corner for Lucas Tanner. Back for Steven Smith in the paint, little 360 spin, back out LT, the shot is good. Lucas Tanner was 6 points off the bench, and it's Delhi 36, Sydney 28 early in the third quarter.
Nice little drive dish by Steven Smith for that pass, and Delhi's going to take a quick timeout. Sydney's in that 1-3-1 zone, and they're giving them a little trouble on the half court.
Delhi 36, Sydney 28. 30-second break, and we'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all students. Athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 36-28, the Delhi Bulldogs on top of the Sydney Warriors with 6:25 to go in this third quarter. We're back underway. Out of the timeout, Christian Aloisio with the ball at midcourt. Aloisio left side into the corner now for Tyler Bruce in front of his own bench. Bruce back to the top of the key. Bounce pass far side for Aloisio. As Aloisio is going to fire up a three, left it well short here. It's like he didn't quite commit to the shot. Out of bounds, but it went off the hands of LT, Lucas Tanner, and stays with Delhi.
Who didn't commit to the rebound.
Yeah. Play took everybody by surprise. And so underneath the bucket, they'll get it into Alex Haight, and he passes down low, kind of a half shot, half pass to Nate Kraft, and he puts it in.
Yeah, easy points for number 40 right there.
Delhi leads by 10, 38-28, as we're under 6 minutes to go in the third frame. Right side for Malik Howard, almost lost it, but then picked his dribble up and gets it to Liam Matthews. Matthews finding Steven Smith, but Delhi is just all over the Sydney Warriors. Now left side, Finch for three, died on the front rim. Malik Howard with a tip rebound, it's up and in, and he's got 10 points.
Nice timing on the jump and the shot by Malik Howard there to get the 2 points for the Warriors.
8-point ball game, Delhi ahead 38-30. As Delhi goes right to left, into the corner, Tyler Bruce for a three, got it, dials long distance, Tyler Bruce.
Smallest man on the floor, hiding in the corner, nobody found him.
41-30, Delhi on top, with 5:20 to go in this third quarter. Here's Ethan Finch, left side, hanging in the air, a tough jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Liam Matthews a rebound, back for Finch, up and in, and maybe that's the spark he needs.
Nice little bounce pass by Liam Matthews inside, and Finch finished.
41-32, Delhi on top of Sydney with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now into the corner in front of the bench left side for Alex Haight. Entry pass to the low block for Nate Kraft. and he stepped out of bounds. Lucas Tanner was playing good chest-up defense, and he tried to spin baseline side and got pushed out.
Yeah, nice move, but...
Ran out of real estate.
Yeah, really, he sure did. And I'll tell you what, that is to the dismay of the Delhi bench. They are upset about that call.
Finch to the left side as Sidney goes left to right on your radio dial. To the right side for Finch now. Still dribbling the basketball. Finds Steven Smith. Takes it to the rack. Off the glass. Through the rim and in. Timeout taken by Delhi as Steven Smith gets his second bucket of the night. 4:40 to go. Third quarter. Sidney trying to crawl back in this game. We'll pause for 30 seconds. It is Delhi 41 and Sidney 34 on CDO.
Attention young adults. Are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:40 to go in the third quarter. It's the Delhi boys leading Sidney 41-34. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. We'll take you the rest of the way, and thanks for spending your Friday night with us. Right side of the floor now for Christian Aloisio, who finds Michael Griswold, who's into the game for the Delhi Bulldogs. Out of that timeout, back to Aloisio. Griswold, left side in front of the Delhi bench, into the corner for Bruce again. This time, Sidney's all over him, so he can't get that three ball off. Now to the right side, Aloisio takes it right to the rim, won't go. Rebound is loose on the floor, and Delhi comes away with it. They'll get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Left side of the floor now for Connor Akins. Akins into the corner. Ball out of bounds. Who is it going to stay with here?
Looks
it will
like it,
be.
Yeah, it looks like it was off Malik Howard. So yeah. Delhi will keep it.
Stays with the Bulldogs directly in front of their own bench. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. 4:05 to go in the third. And it's Delhi 41, Sidney 34. Griswold into the paint. Pump fakes, had nowhere to go. Back out Akins. Left elbow jumper, slash for Connor Akins.
Nice play right there. Just got it to the open man, and he knocked down the little 15-footer.
Delhi 43, Sidney 34. The Warriors doing a nice job in the third quarter trying to get back in this game. Right side of the floor now for Steven Smith, finding Malik Howard. Howard picked up his dribble, and a chest pass down low now for Liam Matthews from Ethan Finch. Won't get the turnaround shot to go. Ball is loose. LT is there. Can't get it. A second chance for LT. Up and in.
Bodies all over the place, and because it's good effort by LT to miss once, miss twice, and then got the third one to go out drop.
LT doing the work of a man, and it's 43-36. The Delhi Bulldogs on top. And now a steal by Ethan Finch and a reach-in foul on Connor Akins, who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Got run over. And he gets the foul called on him. All he can do is laugh.
Yeah, he is laughing about it. It's kind of funny because, you know, he's trying to talk to the ref saying, hey, I got pushed. But nope, referee said, no, son, you did not get pushed. He tried. I give him a lot of credit.
So Akins is going to have to come to the bench with his third. So that's a costly foul for one of your starters. Here's the team foul situation if you're keeping track at home. Delhi with two, Sidney with one, late in the third quarter with 3 minutes to go. Here's Finch finding Liam Matthews. Straightaway jumper good for Liam Matthews, who's got seven, and Sidney's getting back in this game. They trail 43-38. Here's Delhi at midcourt finding Aloisio. Lost control of it. 2-on-1 for Sidney. Smith ahead for Matthews. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Steven Smith, and he's fouled. Matthews couldn't finish off that little alley-oop layup, but Smith was right there to Windex the glass, pull it down, and he got fouled.
I tell you, Delhi is having an awful time with this 1-3-1 on the half court by the Warriors. They are not pressuring full court right now. They're just picking them up just as they come across, but it's a 1-3-1 zone, and Delhi is having trouble with it.
Third foul on Tyler Bruce as well. Sidney gets the inbounds pass. Lucas Tanner spots up for a 15-footer in the corner, no good. An over-the-back call on Steven Smith. Mike Brzee is not pleased, saying, you got to get position there, Mr. Smith, and that's going to be his third,
yeah,
and the team's fourth.
Yeah.
And that's tough. I mean, that's just, it was such a fast play. I don't really blame Steven, but when you're in this game and you need these rebounds so badly, every one of them counts. Left side of the floor here for Aloisio. He now dribble drives to the right. Sidney's done a nice job of shutting him down in the second half so far. He's not been nearly as effective.
thing is about the 1-3-1, the nice thing to do is to get the ball and pass the ball, and they're dribbling a lot, Delhi, that is, right now. So they're letting the defense react. They move the ball a little quicker inside-outside, I think they'll have a little bit more success.
Tyler Bruce lost control of the ball for Delhi on the baseline, and so it's a turnover, and Sydney will get it back as they trail 43-38 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Stephen Smith. Smith with a chest pack to Malik Howard, and you almost can feel like Sydney's one bucket away from getting back in. Finch down low. Lucas Tanner gives it off to Matthews, who couldn't hold on to the hot potato, and Delhi comes away with it. And Kraft will dribble it up the floor. He gets across the half-court timeline, puts on the brakes. Kraft throws it back across the floor and out of bounds. And Warren Kelly saying, get that to a guard, young man.
That's right. Get, big man, you belong down on the blocks. You give that ball to one of those little guys and let them bring it up and get it to you.
1:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 43-38. Left side of the floor for Ethan Finch. Now to Stephen Smith. Smith pulls it down. Smith looking for options. Into the corner now for Finch. He's double-teamed there. Dishes one back off for Smith. Into the paint. Back out Finch. Spots up. Three ball. Finch off the back of the rim. No good. Smith puts it up. He's fouled. Can't get the shot. And he'll go to the line with a minute and a half to go in the third. Big free throws coming up for Stephen Smith.
Nice little kick out by Stephen. Gets the shot from Finch from the corner. But then he's right in great rebounding position and did a nice job and drew the foul.
So a timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, 43-38 to score. Delhi on top of Sydney, but the Warriors trying to come back. We'll step away for 60 seconds on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. It's 43-38, and out of the timeout, of course, Delhi on top of Sydney. Stephen Smith at the line for the Warriors. First shot rattles out as Sydney trying to get back in this ball game here, Tim.
Yeah, they got to make these. These are huge. You got to make them when you're down and you get to the line. You're getting good job there. Got one out of the two.
Smith gets the second to go. He has 5 points, and it's 43-39 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Still anybody's ball game here. Aloisio to the top of the key for Delhi. Pushes one into the corner for Tyler Bruce. Bruce got pushed, they're going to say, out of bounds by Malik Howard, and so he is fouled. Third team foul on Sydney and the second personal on Malik Howard.
Small of a kid he is. He's pretty strong with that ball. I'm very impressed by that, Mr. Bruce right there.
Here is Nate Kraft trying to get one across the top of the defense, and it's taken away here by Liam Matthews. Matthews gets one off for Finch, and he's fouled. Delhi fans not happy about that one. And it did look like a pretty clean block, but either way, the Zebra crew says Ethan Finch is going to the line.
Ethan Finch is going to the line, and they called it on number two.
Oh, that's the fourth on Tyler Bruce.
Big. I thought they called it on Aloisio, but they came to the table and called number two.
Finch, first shot is up and good, and he now has 3 points. Aikens is going to come back in, and Tyler Bruce will have to sit for a little while. I'm sure we'll see him again. As Finch goes 2 for 2 at the line, he's got 4 points, and it is a two-point ball game, folks. Sydney has come back from the dead late in the third. It's 43-41, Delhi ahead by two. Aloisio right side. And they go to Alex Haight. Steps in, thought about a 20-footer. Will bounce it into the corner now for Tristan Olsen. Back up top for Aloisio. Tried to between the legs dribble. Lost it and somehow got it back. He's so fast.
Wow, he is quick.
Aloisio, left side again. 10 on the shot clock. Gets into the paint. Pushes one to the outside for Alex Haight. And now for Aloisio in the corner. They try to go down low for Kraft. 5 on the shot clock. Turnaround shot. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And we'll go to the line. And who will this foul be on for Sydney? It's going to be the team's 6th. And it'll be on Ethan Finch. Finch looks a little confused. I don't think Finch was even in the area, to be honest. But
well, he kind of threw his hand into the mix, you know, just trying to help out. And referees, what he saw.
That's his fourth.
That's his fourth, yeah.
And so Kraft, the big fellow, will step to the line with 40 seconds to go in this third quarter. Kraft rattles home the first one. And he has 11. And so Finch is going to have to go to the bench, and Mikey Gravelin will come back in here for the Sydney Warriors. Kraft will step to the line. Second shot coming. He's 1 for 1. Goes 1 for 2. Can't get it to go. Ball is loose. Picked up here by Connor Akins with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi ahead, 44-41. Kraft with the basketball. Across for Aloisio. Takes it to the rim. He left it short. Stephen Smith, another big-time rebound here for Sydney with 25 seconds to go.
Sydney could get a three-pointer and tie the game here going into the fourth. We'll see what they can do.
Left side of the floor here for Stephen Smith. Smith trying to take it to the rim. A floating jumper won't go down. Tristan Olsen, a rebound for D.A. 10 seconds left. Let's see about clock awareness here for Aloisio. As Delhi back down the floor. Akins for three. Got it! Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. Three ball at the buzzer for Delhi, and they lead 47-41 at the end of the third quarter. Big time three.
Yeah, they lost Akins in the corner, and I'll tell you what, you can't let a pure shooter like that be alone like that. He knocked it down. Stinger for the Warriors.
We'll step away for 60 seconds. Started the fourth quarter coming up. It's Delhi 47, Sydney 41 on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. We start the fourth quarter. It's 47-41. The Delhi boys are on top of Sydney as we hit the final frame. Sydney goes down low, and Stephen Smith couldn't get the layup to go, and it looked like a pretty clean rebound for both sides, and they're going to call a foul on Nate Kraft, and the DA fans are not happy. That's his third or his fourth? I think it's going to be his third.
Yeah, he looked like he had the ball, and Stephen Cut came underneath of him, so it kind of made it look like an over-the-back. And that's what the referees called, but they just took him out of the game.
So they're going to have to be careful with the big fella. He's got three. He'll take some time on the bench. With 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney gets it in. Malik Howard straightaway three, no good. Lucas Tanner a rebound. Tried to feed it down low, and it's intercepted by Aloisio. Aloisio down the floor right side, crosses half court. Closely guarded by Liam Matthews. There's two very fast guys going one-on-one, and now a steal by Matthews. Matthews, left side of the floor, takes it to the rim, can't get the layup to go. Ball is loose. Matthews gets his own rebound. Reverses to the left side for Lucas Tanner, and now back up top to Malik Howard for Sydney as they go left to right. Early fourth quarter action. Sydney trying to get back in this game. Smith to the rim, and he's fouled. Let's see who this one is on. I believe it's going to be on Tristan Olsen, and yes, it is. That will be the team's fifth. Actually, no, they're seventh. Excuse me.
Yeah, Stephen Smith's doing a really nice job taking the ball at the basket and to the player and picking up some fouls. He's just got to knock these foul shots down.
First one for Smith is off the mark. and no good. And so these foul shots, I mean, you add up some of these misses, would be pretty close to being a tie ball game.
I mean, just quick figures, I would say they're about 50% right now.
Yeah. Smith's second shot rattles that one home. So Stephen Smith with 6 points, and he's had to earn all six. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 47-42. Delhi boys on top of Sydney here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting. Glad to have you along on a fun Friday night for high school boys basketball. Into the corner for Connor Akins. Dribble drive off the back of the rim. Lalash is there for a rebound for Delhi. Back out for Alex Haight. His shot is off the mark. Another rebound for Lalash. They go to Nate Kraft, and this time he loses control of the basketball. Out of bounds and back to Sydney. The Bulldog fans are livid.
Yes, they are. Coach Kelly's got to be careful. He's spending a lot of time on the actual floor, and the one referee has already asked him to push back a couple times, so he's got to be careful. You don't want to get a technical right now.
And now Sydney with the basketball. Here for Malik Howard into the paint and out to the top of the key for Liam Matthews. Can't quite hold on to it. It's a scramble at midcourt. Everybody wrestling for it. And Connor Akins might have hit his head on the floor here. I'm not sure. He's a little slow to get up. But everybody was going head first for the basketball right at the Sydney S. And it looks like Sydney was able to get a timeout.
No, I think Delhi got the ball and they called timeout. And if it's Delhi's timeout, that takes them to one.
Delhi with only one timeout left, and we're going to have a 30-second break here to talk things over with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi 47, Sydney 42 on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Great ball game here tonight. Every time you think Sydney might be done, they have found a way to kind of get back into it. They currently trail 47-42 with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Tim, your thoughts on what the Warriors can do to try to close this last little bit of this gap?
Well, they got to finish on their end. They're not getting baskets when they're getting good shots, and then they go to the foul line, and they're only making one of the two. You know, I mean, they're doing a good job getting it into Stephen Smith and whoever getting down low, but then they got to finish, and then they've got to make the foul shots, and they're not doing that right now.
So Delhi has the basketball at midcourt as they go right to left into the backcourt here for Aloisio with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Should be a great finish here tonight. Delhi with the basketball to the right side now for the freshman, Alex Haight. Haight back up to the top of the key. Now they go left side for Aloisio. Stops. Now goes to the far side for Connor Akins. Steps back. Akins now for Aloisio in front of his own bench. 15 on the shot clock. Goes down low for Kraft. Baby hook turnaround off the back of the rim. Too strong. Too much spice on that one. Aloisio, a rebound in the land of the trees and puts it in.
Yeah, nice play by that young man right there. And he's done a great job all night long. Number four, Aloisio with a big bucket.
Believe it or not, his first basket of the second half. He's got 13 total points. He had 11 at the halftime break. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Liam Matthews for three, and that one was way off, and a rebound for the Bulldogs. And up the floor comes Connor Akins as DA leads 49-42, and now a reach-in foul on Liam Matthews at midcourt.
Yeah, he just trying to stop the young man from Delhi and just got a little bit too much of the arm.
And so that will be the first foul on Liam Matthews and the seventh here on Sydney. No, the fifth, excuse me, on Sydney as a team. So our score is 49-42 with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Delhi on top of Sydney on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist.
Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:20 to go in the fourth quarter, our last and final quarter here tonight. It's Delhi 49, Sydney 42, and boys MAC basketball action live from Sydney High School. Delhi with the ball out of the timeout. Nate Kraft down low, lowers the shoulder, gets some room, and puts it up and in. Kraft has 13.
Yeah, nice little play right there coming out of the timeout by Delhi, and they got the points.
Delhi 51, Sydney 42. Here's Finch at the foul line. Goes to the corner for Mikey Gravelin. Catches a bullet from Finch and then buries a three ball. Mikey Gravelin.
Yeah, nice little shot right there. And like Nate said, he did. He caught a bullet from Finch.
That thing was whizzing, and he somehow jumped up, caught it, and a big-time bucket to cut it back to six. It's Delhi 51 and Sydney 45, and a reach-in foul here on Lucas Tanner. And that is Sydney's sixth foul, with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. So here's the team foul situation. 7 for Delhi, 6 for Sydney. Tyler Bruce checking back in for Delhi. Remember, folks, he has 4 fouls.
Yeah, number 2 for Delhi has been a real intricate part tonight. We'll see if he can play this last 4 minutes and 40 seconds with those 4 fouls.
Akins will inbound the basketball in the backcourt and finds Alex Haight, and he dribbled into the backcourt. He didn't even realize he couldn't do it there, just kind of your positioning on the floor, and a bad turnover there for D.A.
Yeah, that happened right in front of me. I was waiting for the call.
Yeah.
He caught it on the front court and took it over in the back court. So good call by the official.
Chase Johnson back in here for the Warriors with 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Left side of the floor from Malik Howard. Now spots up Ethan Finch for three. Big time for Ethan Finch. He dials long distance. He's got 7 points. Delhi 51, Sydney 48. 4:20 to go.
Nice little give and go between Howard and Finch right there.
Bruce is at midcourt, gets it off to Aloisio. He's in the paint, tries a little alley-oop there to Nate Kraft, out of bounds. And it goes back to Sydney. Delhi upset. I think they might have had a case. It might have flicked off somebody. Officials didn't see it. It's going to go back to the Warriors.
Here comes the full-court pressure by Delhi as well.
Left side of the floor now for Ethan Finch. Finch gets across the Sydney S at midcourt. Now finds Mikey Gravelin, who's had a great game here tonight in a starting role for the first time this season. Chase Johnson for Sydney as they go left to right, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Gravelin, gets into the paint, dishes off to the baseline here for Malik Howard. Howard for Stephen Smith, last touch by Connor Akins as he went into the Sydney bench, stays with the Warriors. 10 to go on the shot clock, Tim.
Yeah, nice little defense going on right now by Delhi in the half court and making Sydney use the shot clock.
Delhi 51, Sydney 48. Boys basketball action here tonight. 5 on the shot clock. Is Sydney aware? Here's Smith. Finds Gravelin. Tosses up a 3 off the front of the rim. No good. Ball is loose. And Delhi will come away with it. Here's Aloisio. Big rebound there by Haight of DA. Aloisio is going to go right to the rim. Up and under. Acrobatic move, and he gets it to go.
Yeah, what a nice play right there. That was a big, big shot.
Aloisio with 15.
Would have hated to see that not go in because you want to waste some time also.
So it's Delhi 53, Sydney 48, 3:15 to go. Smith takes it to the rack, kicks it out. Chase Johnson for 3, can't get it to go. Rebound Akins. That was about halfway down and just wouldn't come out. Akins across midcourt. Warren Kelly, head coach for Delhi, yelling to his guys to slow it down. They want to chew some clock.
Great. Absolutely. You're up by 5 points.
Aloisio to the rim. Can't get it to go. Kraft is there. Cleans it up and puts it in. Nate Kraft with 15 and then a foul after the play. It looked like Finch and Aloisio just got tangled up and went down.
I think he just called a no foul.
Just making sure everybody's okay. We're back underway. It's Delhi 55, Sydney 48. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Finch, another straightaway 3. This one hits the rim twice, rattles out. Kraft with a rebound. And now Connor Akins will walk it up the floor again. They want to continue to milk that clock. 2.5 to go. Delhi 55, Sydney 48. Been a great game here tonight. Thanks for joining us. Post-game show coming up, too. Don't forget. Right side of the floor here for Tyler Bruce. Fans wanted a carry there against Aloisio. They won't get it. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Here is Alex Haight. And a push off here on Kraft, like an illegal screen, I think, could be the call.
That was on Kraft. I believe that's his fourth.
Yeah, four on Kraft with 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. 55-48 to score, and you have a feeling this one's not quite over yet. Sidney gets across the half-court timeline. They're starting to run out of time, but a big possession here. Finch is going to go right to the rim, lays it up and in. Ethan Finch with 9 points, and it's 55-50 with a minute 55 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi on top by 5 points.
I think it's getting a little chippy between Finch and Al Russo. They got to keep an eye on that. The referees have got to control this game.
Here's Tyler Bruce to the far side. Delhi going right to left. They find Connor Aiken straight away for Aloisio. He's fouled by Finch. I think that's going to be 5 on him with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. And let's see. Yes, that's 5 on Ethan Finch, and that's a costly one with a minute 40 to go.
Hey, he was just trying to make a big play, and he went for the ball, and made too much contact. Referee was right there, made the call.
And so we'll see who comes in. Looks like Liam Matthews will check back in. We'll keep it right here. 55-50 is the score with a minute 40 to go in this fourth quarter. Timeout has been taken. No, there won't be a timeout. They're just giving them that little extra time to get their sub in.
And he's trying, and they're trying to get Delhi back on the floor because it wasn't a timeout, so they were trying to, you know, make sure they didn't get an extra little time there.
So Aloisio, after being fouled by Finch, will head to the line. Team foul situation, Delhi with 8, Sidney with 7. So Aloisio a 1-1, can't get it to go. Matthews with the rebound, tracks it down. Sidney still has a chance here, folks. They're trailing by 5, 55-50 with 95 seconds left. Here's Chase Johnson, down low, intercepted Aloisio. Tough pass, and Aloisio read it the whole way, and he's fouled as he takes it back down the floor. No, a traveling violation on Aloisio, and the ball back to Sidney again with a minute 26.
Wow. I thought for sure they were going to call a foul, but then was it a shooting foul, or was it on the floor, and they called travel?
Sidney, again, down by 5 with a minute 20 to go, and Smith loses it at midcourt. Here's Connor Aikens. A breakaway layup is in. Aikens with 12.
Big turnover right there.
57-50. Smith back up the floor and into the corner now for Chase Johnson. Johnson tries to feed it inside again. Intercepted. Aloisio takes it down the floor, and the layup is good. Aloisio with 17, and it balloons up to a 9-point lead, 59-50 with 50 seconds left. Johnson left side, finding Smith down low here for Liam Matthews, and he is mugged by Aloisio and will head to the line.
Mugged is an understatement right there. That was two hands all over the head of Liam Matthews.
No love lost
between
these two. Always fun when they get together. 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 59-50. Delhi on top, and two costly turnovers over the last couple of minutes. The last couple of seconds, I should say, has been tough. Delhi has done a really nice job of somehow not taking a timeout, but still being able to get over and talk to coach and then come back in.
Yeah, they're definitely extending the time of play here because the referees are not paying attention to that. He's called them both over, all 5 of them over that last time.
Liam Matthews' first shot rattles out with 50 seconds to go, and Sidney trailing by 9. Well, Delhi has done a good job coming into a hostile environment tonight, and every time Sidney made a run, they've been able to hold him off so far. Matthews goes 0-for-2. It rattles out, and Kraft with a rebound. Delhi up the floor. And here is Aikens, and he is fouled by Malik Howard with 40 seconds to go. And Delhi ahead by 9. And it looks like Sidney might run out of time here.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to, because Delhi's going to make the foul shots. They're a very good foul shooting team, and they're putting their three-point shooter on the line right now, Mr. Aikens, and I'm sure he's a good foul shooter as well.
40 seconds to go. Aikens at the line. Aikens with 12 points, and he's just had one of those quiet, good nights tonight. Solid defense, and he'll step in. Had a good night on Tuesday against Unitigo as well. Aiken shot off the back of the rim, so Sidney down by 9 with 40 seconds left. Matthews down the floor, finds Chase Johnson, chucks up a 3. No good, air ball. And Kraft will get the rebound and bring it back up the floor. They find Haight, who gets to Aloisio, but the pass was into the backcourt. And a turnover will go back here to Sidney with 27 seconds left.
Yeah, they've got to score quick and often right now, and they got to turn over or foul immediately to put them on the line to have a chance.
Sydney with the ball right at midcourt. They find Steven Smith. Smith will get across to Sydney S. and finds Mikey Gravelin, who's had a great game. They go for Chase Johnson in the corner again with 20 seconds left. Sydney's got to get it in the bucket here, and they go to Liam Matthews, who puts it up and in. Matthews with 9, and Sydney will take a timeout. 14 seconds left. It is 59-52. Delhi on top of Sydney. We're going to pause for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
14 seconds left, and it's Delhi 59, Sydney 52. Tim, it's been a great game back and forth. Sydney, when they got down in the second quarter, they've thrown everything in the kitchen sink to get back in. And Delhi has just been able to answer every time.
Yeah, they definitely are a hardy team. They make sure that they take care of the ball, and they are so scrappy on defense. I mean, it's just unbelievable how quick these kids are from Delhi.
59-52 with 14 seconds to go. Delhi will have the ball in the backcourt, and they will have Connor Akins. Akins will get it in. Nate Kraft is quickly fouled by Steven Smith. And Kraft will go to the line here with 13.4 to go. Just a reminder, we'll be back on the air tomorrow, folks, at 2:30. It's going to be a great game up in Unitego as the BG girls come to town to take on Unitego, who gave Delhi everything they could handle the other night. Delhi escaped with a one-point win in that girls' game. And BG's the number one team in the state right now in girls' Class C, so join us tomorrow at 2:30 for that.
And that Spartan team is young.
Yeah, three freshmen and a sophomore in the starting lineup, along with senior Bailey Faulkner. As Kraft makes the first one here, he's got 16, so... And with a coach like Bobby Z, they can take anybody to the edge. Mm-hmm. So some bright years ahead in Unitego. So Kraft will step in for the second shot as it is 60-52. The Bulldogs with an 8-point lead, and this one rattles out. So Matthews will bring it back up the floor. Matthews leaves one off for Gravelin. Gravelin dishes one inside. It's intercepted, and Kraft is going to scoop it up, dribble it out. Delhi gets a big win on the road, 60-52 over the Sydney Warriors. Post-game show and our awards coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at wcdosports.com.
And welcome back one last time here to Sydney High School. It's been a great night. as Mike Brzee was honored before the ball game for his 400th career victory. A lot of old familiar fans and players in the building here tonight. It's been great, but the Delhi Bulldogs come in and grab the victory 60-52 tonight, Tim.
Yeah, real nice job by the Bulldogs. They did everything right defensively, and then they did some really nice stuff offensively, but I got to give it up to number four, Aloisio, all night long on both ends of the, floor. He made some really big passes and nice layups and really made some great steals on the defensive end.
Let's look at our final stats here tonight. First, for the victors on the scoreboard, the Delhi Bulldogs, a game-high 17 points for Christian Aloisio, 16 for Nate Kraft, 12 for Connor Akins, 5 for Alex Haight, 4 for Tristan Olsen, 3 for Tyler Bruce, 2 for Mike Griswold, and 1 for Rich Lalash. So some good balanced scoring tonight for both teams, but for Delhi especially as they win 60-52. And then on the other side, Malik Howard and Mikey Gravelin with 10 points apiece, Liam Matthews with 9, Ethan Finch with 9, Lucas Tanner with 8, and Stephen Smith with 6 points tonight for the Sydney Warriors. Let's do our post-game awards here. We have 4 to give out, Tim. We'll do our WCDO ones, and then we have one other one to do tonight, which is new. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight. I think Christian Aloisio, with the game-high 17, deserves that. And he was just great and got buckets when they really needed it.
Yeah, he did. He was the man they went to. You would have thought they would have gone to Kraft a little more because of the size differential, but they didn't. They went to Aloisio, and he took control of the game.
Next up is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that to Nate Kraft tonight. I thought he did a good job on the inside protecting the rim against guys like Finch and Smith, who really didn't end up with the point totals that they're used to. So I thought Nate Kraft, just his presence on the inside was big for Delhi.
Yeah, he's a big kid, and you know when you go in there, you know he's there. He may not be right in front of you, but he's close to you.
And lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give that tonight to Mikey Gravelin. You know, this was his first start here, and I've heard that lately he's been shooting the ball very well in practice, and I thought he just came out and provided a spark here that the Warriors needed tonight. And on most nights when you have Smith and Finch and everybody hitting on all cylinders, having that extra effort from Gravelin is huge.
Yeah, and you know, he's a kid that they didn't expect to see, and they see him, and then all of a sudden they don't really count for him, and he made him pay. Nice job, Mikey.
Lastly, we have our Lance Thomas, who's a licensed real estate agent for the Benson Agency Player of the Game Award. And what we do with this, Tim, is every game I go to, whether it's be just for Twitter updates or on the air, we pick a player of the game. And then at the end of each week, we take all those players of the game, we stir them up in a big pot, and we see who's our player of the week. So tonight, let's see, our player of the game. And, you know, sometimes when I'm on the radio, I try to pick somebody different than who was in some of our other awards. Connor Akins got it the other night. I think we just got to go Aloisio. I mean, 17 and got the buckets, especially down the stretch, to get it done. So he will be our Lance Thomas, licensed real estate salesperson from the Benson Agency in Oneonta. He's our player of the game.
Yeah, well-deserving. I mean, he did it on both ends of the floor, as we discussed about before, and dished the ball, scored, and also played fantastic defense for the Bulldogs.
Well, join us tomorrow. I'll be on the air at about 2:15, 2:20 for our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, as I'll be up at Unitego, as the Lady Spartans are hosting the number one team in the state in Class C, the BG Lady Bobcats. Can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Would have liked to join you, but I have a little prior commitment, so, you know, sorry about that.
That's all right. We'll miss you, and thanks for coming. This was fun.
Yeah, no, I enjoy doing these games with you and everything. You know, basketball happens so fast, so I know I talk a lot every now and then.
Hey.
It's like, shut up, Tim, shut up.
Hey, we had a blast
elbow
tonight.
Me and, you know.
Well, we'll have a lot more games going forward, because with all the playoffs coming up for all the leagues that we cover, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, our final score tonight is 60-52, the Delhi boys defeating Sydney. And a special thank you to Rob Ray down in the CDO studios. He was filling in tonight.
In-game producer,
yes.
Mr. Rob Ray.
In-game producer, Bobby Ray. We appreciate it. And again, our final score, 60-52. The Delhi boys get it done here tonight against Sydney. And again, a special congratulations to Mike Brzee. 400 career wins, a great ceremony to honor him here tonight as well. So stop up to a game soon. See the banner that will be on the wall to honor Coach Brzee. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon on CDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.